Well, I want to take you on a short journey, and how many know without faith you can't please God? So we're taking you to Galatians. So if you'll repeat after me, Lord, I thank you, that I have eyes that see, ears that hear, and my heart does perceive what you're saying to me. Amen?
Amen.
Galatians. A letter of Paul to Chicopee, to Western Massachusetts. I'd like to give you one verse before we go into the rest of it. Chapter 1, verse 15. But when he who had chosen and set me apart, even before I was born, and had called me by his grace, his undeserved favor and blessings. Now, if you don't have the Amplified, just repeat after me.
When he who has chosen and set me apart, and had called me by his grace, his undeserved favor and blessing.
Hallelujah.
He saw fit.
And was pleased
to reveal
his son within me.
So that I might proclaim him.
Among the world.
Hallelujah.
This relates to the vision of being aware of where you came from and why. I believe that the body of Christ was one corporate body in the realm of the Spirit. And we're just being regathered and reconnected for His purpose. I want to take you to chapter 2. Verse 1. Then after an interval of 14 years, I again went up to Jerusalem. This time I went with Barnabas, taking Titus along with me also. I went because it was specially and divinely revealed to me. If you don't have divinely revealed in your Bible, underline, it should be.
Mine says revelation.
Revelation, same thing. A revelation was given. Why is it important to underline that? Because when we trust me, myself, and I, we can get into trouble. But undoubtedly, Paul was waiting for a revelation, and then he acted upon it when he got that revelation. It was specifically and divinely revealed to me that I should go and I put before them the gospel or the good news which I preach. I want you to kind of skip down to verse 4. My precaution was because of some men who were Christians in name only. Don't you like that amplification? False brethren who had been secretly smuggled in to the Christian brotherhood. They had slipped in to spy on my liberty and the freedom which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might again bring us into bondage under the law of Moses. How much clearer do you want it? To them we did not yield submission, even for a moment, that the truth of the gospel might continue to be for you. It also says to be preserved for you in its purity. Moreover, no new requirements were made by those who were reputed to be something which what was their individual positions and whether they really were of importance or not makes no difference to me. God is not impressed with positions that men hold, and he is not partial and recognizes no external distinction. How do you like them apples? Those, I say, who were to repute imposed no new requirements upon me, had nothing to add to my gospel or my good news. And from them I received no new suggestions. But on the contrary, when they really saw that I had been entrusted to carry the good news to the uncircumcised Gentiles just as definitely as Peter had been entrusted to proclaim the gospel to the circumcised Jews, they were agreeable. For he who motivated and fitted Peter and worked effectively through him for the missions to the circumcised motivated and fitted me and worked through me also for the mission to the Gentiles. And when they knew and perceived and recognized and understood and acknowledged the grace God, the grace that God, unmerited favor and spiritual blessing that had been bestowed upon me, James and Cephas, Peter and John, who were reputed to be pillars of the Jerusalem church, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, etc. I want you to skip forward now. Verse 15. Although we ourselves and you and I are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners, yet we know that a man is justified or reckoned righteous and in right standing with God, not by the works of any law or the law, works of the law, but only through faith. Only through faith should be underlined. An absolute reliance on and adherence to and trust in Jesus Christ the Messiah, the Anointed One. Therefore, even we ourselves have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ. Who are you justified by? Faith in the Anointed One. Simple, clear, cut to the chase, right on target. And if you're trying to clean your own act up, God bless you. Have a great time. Because you know what? I'll be there to help you when you start to realize how broken you are and how discouraged you will get. Again, having believed on Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. Clear enough? For we cannot be justified by any observance of the rituals of the law given by Moses. Clear. Cut again. Clear. Cut. Clear. Because by keeping legal rituals and by works, no human being can ever be justified, declared righteous, or put in right standing with God. But if in our desires and endeavors to be justified in Christ, to be declared righteous and put in right standing with God, wholly and solely through Christ. We have shown ourselves sinners also and convicted of sin. Does that make Christ a minister, a party, and contributor to our sin? Banish the thought. Of course not. For if I or any other who have taught that the observance of the law of Moses is not essential to being justified by God should now by word or practice teach or intimate that it is essential, building up again what I tore down, I prove myself a transgressor. Who tore it down? Jesus did. For I, through the law, under the operation and of the curse of the law, have in Christ's death for me, myself, died to the law and all of the law's demands upon me, so that I may henceforth live to and for God. So what's your purpose? To live to and for God. 20 is absolutely essential. I have been crucified with Christ. In him I have shared his crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ, the Messiah, lives in me. And the life I now live in the body, I live by faith. There's your trigger. You live it by faith. You choose to receive that faith and then to adhere and rely and completely trust in the Son of God who loved me. He's not after my butt. He's loving me. Gave himself up for me. I was the one that was imparted that ability to be free because Jesus took my sin away. He took everything. And when I completely go back into all kinds of rituals to try to clean myself up, I'm really denying what he did on that cross. And that is trying now. St. Paul was truly pushing the buttons with this community of Galatians. Reliance only on him. Verse 21 is also important. Therefore, I do not treat God's gracious gift as something of minor importance and defeat its very purpose. I do not set aside and invalidate and frustrate and nullify the grace or the unmerited favor of God. For if justification and righteousness acquittal from guilt comes through observing the rituals of the law, then Christ the Messiah died groundlessly and to no purpose and in vain. His death was then wholly superfluous. I want to take that moment where you realize that the Messiah is much more than many, I call them Christians by name or title, and they have no clue. There was a blessing that was given at that 55th graduation on Friday. There was an opening prayer and a closing prayer. And believe it or not, they acknowledged God, but not the Anointed One. And my first response was, in my own heart, I didn't speak it out loud, obviously. And my first response was, I could feel my old anger when I got to know 40 years ago the difference between saying a prayer and then invoking the name of my Messiah. And I had been brought up in a church, and I'm not complaining. They did what they knew. And I watched that same thing happen again on Friday, and I thought, Are there any others that are seeing the difference that I see? And I didn't get a response. But I could see the old pattern of me getting angry again. I could feel it trying to stir up inside. You know, why can't they do this? Why can't they do that? Why? And the Holy Spirit said, why don't you just rest? You're here. You do what I tell you to do. Stop focusing on what they don't have and focus on what I gave you. Boy, did that turn me around. You know, I began to say, okay, God, this is cool. I'm here. What do I do? He says, bless them. Bless them? At one time, I would have readjusted them. But I did. I said, Lord, you bless them now. Give them an awakening. Shake their tree until you get to show them who they are really serving. And when they use your name, Lord, let there be an anointing upon that experience. Let them taste of your grace and favor. That was a whole different category of prayer. On my way home, I said, Lord, anything else? He says, pray in the Spirit for them. Because now it will get your brain out of the way completely. I stress the word completely. Because he was really saying, you still got a few hang-ups. That's kind of what I've got, you know. Still got some hang-ups, Kim. Whether you like it or not, they're there. Whether you realize it or not, they're there. Now, what are you going to do when you realize that you've still got some hang-ups? Get out of your head. Okay? I got out of my head more than once. Try to leave it away somewhere else and try to leave my spirit lead the way. And a few weeks ago, I was pressed to call Mike, the kid that graduated. And as I'm asking God to bless him, because I hadn't heard from him, he had called and I was just responding. And I began to pray in the Spirit and just release some blessings to him. And all of a sudden, it's like I'm talking to myself. No one is there. So when I saw him on Friday, I said, did you get my message? No, nothing. And I thought, well, now that is cool. Here I am praying, releasing a blessing upon him, okay? And he never got the message. Well, yesterday morning, I called Gail. Or did you call me? No, I called you.
Called me.
Right. I called Gail. And at the end of our conversation, I started to release a blessing upon him, and I'm right over the Connecticut River. I'm heading into West Springfield for the leaders' meeting. And so there's no mountains there. I mean, you know, she's just down the river from me, really, in a sense. And as I'm praying and my spirit's going out, and all of a sudden I'm in full-fledged tongues going over the river, and I heard click. And I'm talking to myself. And she says, she sent me a text. I lost you somewhere. I don't know what happened. But so I told her this morning, this happens quite often when the anointing is on me. And lately, it's been doing it more than what I'd like it to be. And, you know, the prince of the power of the air is trying to exercise his authority and shut us down. So be conscious of when you're interceding for someone and be aware that you're shaking the heavens. Okay? You are the one that's shaking the heavens. It's not the enemy attacking you. It's you breaking ground. You're going into enemy territory and you're pushing. And he's doing his best to retaliate. And when you do this, be aware that by faith you're breaking ground. Be aware that there are walls coming down, that there are gates coming down, that there are all kinds of things being definitely destroyed. And the more ground you take, the more the heavens will be released and open to you and to this region. So if you'll close your Bible.
Okay. When you were talking about your responses, your first response was accusatory, but your second one was compassionate.
Huh?
Your first response was accusatory.
Yes.
Why can't they,
Yeah, you're talking about...
Be like me, right?
Yeah.
And the second one was compassion.
Yeah, and a blessing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So would you put your Bible down, please? Would you stand? Lift your hands to Him. Say, this day.
This day.
I declare without hesitation that the enemy's problem is going to get bigger. As I continue to obey and let your Holy Spirit break more ground and take more ground until the fullness of the earth is magnified in Christ by His blood. Every area covered, every person transformed, and recreated in the image of God's perfect plan for them. For those who are destined for destruction, we ask that you would give them mercy and grace. Because nothing's impossible with you, Lord. And those who have been called, and those who have been chosen, we lift them up today, Lord. And we give you praise. As you continue to mature us and bless them today. Bless them all today. Bless this city, Lord. Bless these cities around us. Bless Western Massachusetts. And all of the areas of our New England states. Expanding down to Florida. Especially the East Coast. Bless them, Lord. Bless the nations. Bless our president. And bless those that he meets. And give them the grace and favor they need. As I go forth in this week. And pray for those who've asked for miracles. Signs and wonders. We release now our spirit to intercede. Blessings here, Moshe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And now may his anointing be upon you as you share a hug with each other. And I believe next Sunday.
Well, next Sunday ordinarily would be Fellowship Sunday, but it's Mother's Day.
So it'll be the week after.
Push it to the week after. Push it to the week after. Push it to the week after. Push it to the week after.